A couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. And as we do each and every Friday, we are delighted to welcome the president and CEO of Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Slattery, with us this morning. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. It's a fabulous day. We're looking forward to a beautiful weekend and an even more beautiful Monday for golf.
That's right. And all of the weather gods right now are saying a beautiful, warm, perfect Monday.
It's going to be a fabulous.
All right. Fantastic. So you're all set? Everything's ready to go?
We are, okay. You know, we've got our silent auction is going well online. Good. And just a reminder that you don't have to be signed up to play golf. You can bid online on all these fabulous items that we have on our silent auction. You can just go to our homepage on the website and you can register to sign up and start bidding today.
Okay.
But we're stuffing swag bags today.
That's always fun. You're not going to let us in on any on what the swag is yet, are you?
Oh, well, no. We've got like hats and chapstick and sunscreen. Wow. I mean, it's good stuff for golfers.
All right. Perfect. we'll check back in just a second there. I can't take my eyes off of the counter in front of me. And I'm calling it a counter because there's actual food in front of me here. I've been looking forward to this conversation for a while. We welcome this morning from one of our great local businesses in town. And I got to tell you that if there's a business in town that is just consistently good, oh my God, he opened it up. If there's a business in town that is consistently good and makes delicious things, it's Ruby's Diner here in Laguna Beach. And we welcome the general manager of Ruby's Diner this morning, Ned Westfall. Welcome, Ned. How are you, sir?
Good, sir. Happy to be here.
Oh, happy
Aaron,
to have
thank you very much for the invite. I appreciate it.
No, how did you know? I love the cinnamon swirl French toast.
Well, you know, it's early. It's 8 in the morning. It's a Friday. You need some sugar to get you rolling for the weekend, the busy weekend that you're going to have. So I figured, hey. It's always good, too, to bribe the hosts of the show, right?
You know, he knows exactly how to get to the way to my heart is through my stomach. It really is, man. Beautiful, first of all, display of the French toast right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do this just once and leave it alone. I'm not going to blow smoke at you. I just told you right before we went on air, if there's a business in town that is consistent and consistently good and you can depend on the items that you order to be what you want, it's Ruby's, man.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You know, we really strive ourselves on consistency of service, consistency of food quality, and it's really shown based off that comment that you've made and comments I've heard from other members of the chamber. And it's great to have the locals year round and not just from October to March.
Right.
You know, thank you locals for supporting us even during when the pandemic first started, not to rehash something that's old, but those were the folks that kept us in business.
Right.
And they were the ones that didn't want to see us go, and they didn't. And here we sit today, and it's great.
Right.
And we're looking forward to a great summer. The world's kind of back to where it used to be. We're excited about some of the things we got going on down there, and it's just it's great to hear those types of comments from.
Right. Well, it's true. It's great to have a business like that in town. And I won't even mention the milkshakes that I'm looking at in front of me. We'll toss that aside. I want to ask you about employees and hiring, because you seem to also, not only is the food on target and consistent, but the employees seem to be consistently helpful and friendly. When you're interviewing someone, what are you looking for when you interview an employee?
That's an interesting question because, you know, I've lived the life cycle of a manager to see a full generation. I've been in this business close to 30 years, and I've been interviewing candidates for almost 25 years, and we've almost turned a generation, right? So really what I hire for personality. I don't hire for skills. Right. I can teach you the skills. Right. A lot of my background with Ruby's is actually in training.
Okay.
And it's really focusing on the guest experience, welcoming the guests as if you're welcoming them into your home. And that's really kind of the mantra that we kind of live there. And it's hi folks, good morning, how you doing? And it's thank you very much, folks. You have a great day. Thanks for coming in.
Right.
Type of environment, and you hear it if you go in there and were to sit at the counter. You would hear it from everybody that's there. It happens 3-4 times when somebody walks out the door. Right. Have a great day.
Right.
You know, thanks for coming in. Thanks for seeing us.
And people remember that. You know, I remember more than I do anything else. More than food. I remember the face, the niceness, the good manners. I hold manners way up here, and I often find that. you don't get that often anywhere. You know, you do there. So,
well, you know, it's interesting because we are a 1940s diner, and back in the 1940s, the yes ma'am, no ma'am, right. Yes sir, no right, sir, was all part of the culture in the 1940s, right? So we still try to maintain that, you know, even though we're living in the 2020s now. Right. But you know, I've got a great group of young kids that work for me, and also to a great group of individuals that have been there 15, 20 years that actually have, you know, set the guideline for exactly what we're looking for. And you know what? I set the standard, and they carry the flag, that they charge on, and they do a great job for me. So I'm very, very appreciative of my staff, because they do a wonderful job.
Excellent. I'm going to ask you a really super nerdy question about maybe in the walk-in, as a lot of people don't think about. And one of the reasons that I'll say that I love this place so much, when you order a burger at Ruby's and you have the little fix-ins, the lettuce and the tomato, it's always crisp. It's always fresh. Mm. It's always like it's just brand new. When you're ordering items like a head of lettuce or heads of lettuce that come in, obviously you're rotating your stock. Where does the math come in to where you know how much you're going to need, and when this might go bad if I order too much, or, you know, is that a stupid question?
No, it's not a stupid question. And I could sit here and I could tell you if I knew exactly the answer, I'd be lying to you, because I don't, because it's kind of hard to predict. But at the same point, you kind of have trends based off of what people are ordering. And
right.
And but there's also too that quality to where, you know, our managers will go in, and if they see something that's not right based off the quality, they'll throw it right out and we'll order something else. Right. I would much rather have that happen with my business rather than serve you, the guest, something that's
limp lettuce.
Yes.
Limp lettuce, yeah. Right, yeah.
People don't want that.
Yeah, yeah, there's nothing worse than getting a burger with lettuce that you think, oh, man, this has been in the walk-in for a while. And that's not the case.
But, then, you know, we do order, you know, three times a week, so we get our products in fresh, and it's not like we've got products sitting around for months at a time. That's not the case at
right,
all. So.
Right, right. Tell us, talk to us about the rooftop dining. That's something that, you know, and
yes, we just had our mixer there. Right. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
What a view.
That's a great spot, great location. Do you do private functions there?
Or? Absolutely. Okay. We do private functions, and it's actually quite affordable.
Okay.
There are different pricing structures throughout the year. It's great because you can rent it for your private group, right. For groups all the way up to 70 people.
Mm. Wow.
We've had all kinds of events, birthday parties, chamber mixers, right. Celebration of life events. Wedding rehearsals, wedding receptions, corporate meetings.
Right.
And it's probably the best view you're going to get in South Laguna for the price that you're going to pay. Even though we're on the street side of the ocean,
right.
You can still see the ocean. And on a clear day, you can see all the way out to Catalina. It's beautiful.
Right. So I could set up an event there for up to 70 people. And then say, hey, you know what? We're doing this. We're partying. Here's the music, and then Ruby's is doing the food.
We'll do the food. We set it up. We give you different packages to work with,
right?
Based off different, you know, price points, whatever your budget is. We right. work within that budget.
Can I budget in all of this stuff you've brought with you? I'd love to do that.
Mm. Absolutely.
All right. And can they? Is it best to do that online? Is it best to call you directly?
It's best to call the location directly.
Okay.
Area code 949-497-7829 is the restaurant phone number. But also, too, you know, they could reach out via the Ruby's website, and there is a spot where they can actually leave some comments in regards to our particular location.
Right.
But the best option is call the restaurant, because we are booking up very, very fast for the summertime.
Right.
You know, it's even if you're just coming down to have a burger on a Saturday night, if there's nothing going on, ask right. for the rooftop, because you know what? A lot of people don't even know that there is that patio seating up there,
right.
And it's great. I mean, it's just great to just go up there and just, you know, I get spoiled with it. So
right. you know, but, that's where he takes his breaks, you know?
Yeah.
Where's Ned? He's up on the roof.
But yeah, it's,
So unless there's like a private party sign, you can just go on up and have a seat upstairs.
Yeah.
Right.
But mm-hmm. just know and understand that if the weather's nice, the sun is out, so is the rooftop. The rooftop is out.
That's
beautiful. And it's open year round, weather right. permitting, of course. And, you know, obviously this last spring and winter we had horrible rain, but now it's been dry, so it's been open every day, and people love it, and it's great up there.
Right. Best-selling item, would that be the classic Ruby's Burger?
It would.
All right.
Yeah, you know, the burgers are what we're famous for. Yeah. Burgers, fries, and shakes. I did bring some shakes this morning, but, you know, the classic Ruby Burger is our most popular.
Right. It kills it. I can't pass. It's hard to pass up. So you want to go in there, I want to order something else, but it's hard to pass the burger up.
Well, you know, I am actually a fan of the tuna melt.
Okay.
The tuna melt is amazing. If you're a fan of a tuna melt, the Ruby's one is fantastic.
And the fries.
Oh, yeah.
So here's another thing you guys do that I notice. You always use clean oil.
Yes.
Because, you know, you can tell when you walk into a place and their fryer has been using that same oil since the 1940s. This is not the case at Ruby's.
No. Obviously, we have standards with that, too. And, you know, when we do our line checks and check that, we talked about quality earlier. That's one of the quality checks that we make. And if it's not good, we make our guys switch it out.
Right. And does corporate ever suggest menu changes that maybe if a local affiliate doesn't want to do it, you don't do it? Or how does that work if there's menu changes?
Yes. So we're currently running with our classic menu, which was brought down by our new ownership with the Ruby's brand.
Right.
And if there is a local item that the locals would like,
right,
then it's my responsibility to ask corporate to say, hey, can we add this item to our menu?
Right.
And we currently do that with one of the, we partner up with Laguna Beach Beer Company, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And we serve their Thousand Steps IPA in a 16 ounce can, and it's nice, right, served nice and chilled. It's great.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And do you do, for non-meat eaters, is there like a vegan burger?
Oh, absolutely. Like, we have two choices of non-meat options. One would be probably kind of the fad right now, which is the Impossible Burger.
Which is delicious. Yeah. I mean, you can't even tell the difference. I have a vegan at home, and I eat Impossible Burgers whenever I can.
And for those that don't like the taste of beef, then we also offer the Garden Burger brand.
Ah, there you go.
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. And what's coming up this summer that we can all take part in?
Well, coming up in June, we're featuring this Semolina French toast topped with strawberries and powdered sugar.
Yeah, you are.
We are offering just one of our classic shakes that we'll be featuring throughout the summer.
Right. Do you have a favorite shake?
I don't, because I've been eating there for so long. That, you know, here's the funny part about that. Everybody asks me that all the time, and I create my own menu items, and
right,
my staff will look at me going, hey, what are you eating there? Well, it's something I created. So.
It's a burger topped with French toast.
Yes,
all right,
yes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you. Before we let you go, I'm going to run over here to Aaron and find out. Other than the golf tournament, I know you're busy. Last night was a ribbon cutting at the new hot dog place,
yes,
right?
Yes, Yummy Dogs. Right. We had our ribbon cutting last night. I actually played a few games in the arcade. Of course, Joelle was much better at the games than I was, but it was really, really fun last night. I enjoyed the Laguna dog. It had avocado and tomato and this white sauce on it. It was pretty good.
There you go.
Next week, we have the Laguna Bar ribbon cutting, so that now I can work off all of my calories, especially this yummy French toast.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to throw down as soon as we cut the mics here. I'm throwing down.
So Laguna Bar is like a ballet bar. It's an amazing workout, and we have a ribbon cutting for them next Thursday, and that's 5:30 to 7:30. And what else do we have? Well, we have the Pageant of the Masters is going to be on July 5th.
That's coming right up.
That's right around
the corner. I know.
Yes. So please get your tickets now, because we want everybody to know what is so fabulous about the Pageant of the Masters, so that we can help the pageant sell out the rest of the summer.
Right. Do you think you could be an actor in the pageant? Can you stand still for that long?
No. I grew up here, and I never volunteered for that, because I would have been much better working as one of the volunteers doing the hair and makeup or something, because I can't stand still.
Right. They had a statue they were showing, or a live performance statue that they were showing, that was asleep on a chair. I could do that one. That's the one I'll do.
And of course, we are already getting ready for Taste of Laguna.
Yes.
So we're reaching out to restaurants. And if you have silent auction items that you'd like to donate, we would love to hear from you.
Okay.
So.
Perfect.
Yes, we're very excited. Well, thank you. It's going to be a great summer.
Thank you. And I know that you you almost rushed through that to get to this food here. I know.
Yes. Oh, that reminds me.
Yes.
Meet and greet at Rum Social.
There we go. All right.
Oh, and don't forget the promenade workshop next Wednesday. Everybody needs to be a part of that so that we know what you want to see on your promenade.
Right. And Ned, on behalf of a very grateful community for the consistency, for the service to the community, because, you know, you're not just a business, you actually help within the community, and you have been for the last several years. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You and the entire staff at Ruby's have all our best, man. Thank you very much. 8:17 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.